Do you ever hear of making a fence or wall out of it?
Yeah, I've seen them, but we didn't actually make a fence ourselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen them, these rock walls, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people used to use that quite a bit and use the gravel or something that made that concrete and mix it in,
mm-hmm.
and make those rock fences.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them, but we didn't have one.
Okay. Say, if you had a really good set of dishes, chances are they'd be made out of
china.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
No, I haven't.
What would you call that?
An egg made out of china.
Uh-huh.
Egg?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, say from, you know, put in a hen's nest to make
them. Oh! Yeah, egg. We call them... No, we didn't. A fitting egg or a... We call them, we didn't have china eggs, but we had egg semlins, we call them.
Semlins?
Semlins. And I think what it was, they were gourds.
Mm-hmm.
They were little gourds. And we called them egg semlins. But since I got old enough to know, I think what we was really meaning, they were similar. They looked similar to eggs.
Uh-huh.
But old people called them egg semlins. And they were little gourds in the shape of eggs.
Uh-huh.
And they put them in the hen's nest to make them sadder. For their setting eggs ago.
Yeah. Let's see. What did you used to carry water in?
Well, we just called it a bucket. Now, people say pails,
mm-hmm.
but we just used a bucket, water bucket.
Mm-hmm. What did you milk in?
We called them milk buckets.
Was it made out of metal or?
Yeah. Mothers usually use these, they called them these flat tin buckets. They were. Yeah, they were metal buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Just flat, like buckets.
Did you ever see anything slightly different than people used to milk in? Maybe something had a handle to it, or?
A skewer. Now, Mother would milk in a skewer sometime and then pour it in her bucket.
What's a skewer?
Well, it's actually a pot like you cook in.
Uh-huh.
We call them skewers.
I've heard that before. I was sort of picturing it. A pot, but I didn't know.
They're just these what you'd cook in nowadays with a handle, long handle, a pot that you cook in. But we call them skewers.
I see. And what about something that you might keep in the kitchen to throw scraps in for the pigs?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And what sort of things do you use to cook in? Or did you use to cook in?
Well, of course, these skillet, black iron skillets, and those we had the we called it the pot, but it was one of those black iron pots.
Mm-hmm.
And bakers, there's this little black skillets that don't have any sides to it, like you cook whole cakes on or cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, just skewers and. Pots, that's all.
Mm-hmm. What's a hoe cake made out of?
Just cornmeal and, you can make it out of cornmeal and hot water, or you can make them out of cornmeal and buttermilk,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then fry them.
Did you ever see anything, it had little legs on it? A thing that...
Oh, sort of like a skillet.
Uh-huh. With legs on it.
Well, now they make these little skillets with the handles that have legs. But mother's, she called it a pot, like she cooked, boiled everything in. It was one of these black iron pots, and it had three little legs. On it. And that's all she had with the three legs on it. But her cooking pot, the one of those big old black cast iron pots, it had three little legs.
Yeah.
And you could either set it up on those legs on top of these wood stoves, or the way she used it most of the time, she takes these, what you call the caps, out of that black iron stove. You know, they've got these little